Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rip T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, the audio daily dose of daf. Looking at Shabbos 143, Gemara talks about things that are unintended. The ruling is reflective of the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who does not accept a broad application of muksa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, however, the pods are muksa. Talking about pea pods, but consider the latter clause of the Mishnah, a sponge, if it has a leather handle, we may wipe a table with it. But if not, we may not wipe a table with it. Presumably the reason this is forbidden is that while grasping the sponge, one might inadvertently squeeze out some water. In the segment of the Mishnah, we've arrived at the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that something that is unintended is prohibited. Brings to mind the idea of unintentional actions, unintended words, and unintended consequences. That's why they say the famous adage, you should think twice before you speak. A lot of times we rush to say something, we rush to mention something without thinking about the consequences of our words, without thinking about the effect of our words. The Gemara talks about Ezehu Chacham Haroa Esanolan. And they say, Ezehu Chacham, Pirkei Avos also explains, Halamed Mikol Adam. But another version is Ezehu Chacham Haroas Anolad. Someone who foresees the actions, foresees the consequences of his words and the consequences of his actions. It's always good to think before you do. Think before you speak. A lot of times we don't realize what can happen. Even if it's unintentional, we should try to be a little better about what we say, a little better about what we do in our own lives, especially because it could have ramifications, especially if we don't think before we speak or do. Especially in the realm of Avak Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Rechilas, Motzi Shemra, all those aspects, we should avoid them as much as possible. But if we think about things, is it really going to help someone saying this juicy piece of gossip? Is that really going to help someone? Is that going to do any good? It's just going to hurt. Think about before you speak, even if it's not intentional to hurt someone, even if it's not intentional to cause damage or to wreak havoc. Simple words can hurt. Unlike the popular adage goes, sticks and stones and words can really hurt inside and outside, but it's always good to keep in mind so that we don't hurt the people around us, even if it's unintentional. We should be better, put roadblocks and safeguards. They talk about the fact, I think the Chavetz Chaim mentions in his books and his Sfarim, how, why is the mouth such protection from the mouth? You have the tongue, then you have the lips, then you have the teeth, three levels that block words from coming out. Why do we need three levels? Because it's so important to guard our speech. It's so important to watch what comes out of our mouth, even especially if it's unintentional. No other organ in the body has such barriers. You know, the ear, there's a canal that goes all the way into the eardrum. The nose, there's a hole that goes right up. And the eyes, it's just, everything goes right in. But the mouth has three safeguards, three protections. The tongue, the teeth, and the lips, because we're supposed to be threefold careful about what comes out. Just as the Gemara talks about unintentional, and that could be damaging, it could be prohibited on Shabbos, so too in our own lives we should be careful with unintentional things and actions, and think before speaking and acting as much as you can. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 144 here on the Audio DDD with Rib T.